TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I just want to remind people that Ted Johnson is the fashion guy on the show. And I believe I got a nod of okay on my Grinch sweatshirt for this time of year.
Yeah, I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Because we got to remember, I'll wear it
I never wear
week.
But...
it's but the it time good on you. Of year.
Yeah, it is.
You got to have a little festivity, a little fun.
You know what? It also... Can we all just lighten up and maybe just sometimes can we act more like we're young again instead of taking ourselves so damn seriously?
Exactly.
So
just
call,
laugh,
bud.
Have fun, drink some eggnog.
I support that sweatshirt.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Dan Ball, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
I don't even know what you're ready for.
No, I don't either. I did have a couple eggnogs, though, so I was ready to go today after yesterday.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, buckle up, cuz.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So before we get into your phone calls and we see you lined up, wanted to talk about this Patriots game. We talked to the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, Josh McDaniels.
Your buddy.
My buddy. In
hey,
the 2
buddy.
O'clock hour.
Hey, buddy.
As we do every couple weeks, coming off a bye week and self-scouting. But I thought his most interesting answer today, Ted, was the one in which I posed the narrative that was out there, that his offense was too complex, you throw too much on the quarterback.
It's only been out there for 15 years now.
Right. And, you know, he's coming in to coach a young quarterback. There were some that didn't want Josh McDaniels because they thought he would throw too much at Drake May and he might not be able to handle it and it would screw with his development, whatever it may be.
But after those first two losses, that really was, we saw that headline everywhere.
Yes.
Like, too much on Drake May's plate, I believe, was the phrase.
Can't get Kyle Williams out there, so it must be Josh McDaniels.
Right. It's a struggle.
Yeah.
Well, so I asked Josh McDaniels what he thought, because the Drake May, correct me if I'm wrong, has made things look pretty good in Josh's scheme this year, and it's looked pretty easy
correct.
And comfortable.
Yep.
So this was Josh's.
It looks like he's got a master's degree in his scheme.
And it only took him a couple months online to get that degree. Here's Josh's answer about how difficult and strenuous his system was and what he's been doing with Drake.
I would say that's safe to say. And I think it's just about the philosophy that you have and where you want to take the offense and the player. And I don't know really any other way to do it. And I don't much care to, and every quarterback that we've had has generally been able to really process that if they work at it and bust their butt to get it done, and really improve in all those areas. But, I think there's a lot of stuff said. I'm not sure there's a lot of substance behind it in terms of, what they know relative to what we do ask of certain players, especially the quarterback. He's responsible for the things that, it takes to win. And so I don't think I don't think that's, you know, asking too much of him. So he does a great job. He's worked hard at it. And I feel good about where we're at and good about where we're going.
Translation, that's not an ish me, that's an ish you, Drake, so figure it out.
Yeah, I was in the car listening. I was like, ooh, he just fired back a little defiance, and I don't care.
That's the word.
I don't care what you think.
The most defiant answer I've ever heard from Josh McDaniels. Yep. He's been answering a lot of questions for a long time in tough situations, right? Mm-hmm. It fell apart in Denver. It fell apart in Vegas. Like, that was a really I don't know any other way to do it, and I don't care to, because mm-hmm. you know why? It works.
Yeah.
If you work at it. I also thought should I go back and look at quarterbacks that didn't develop under Josh McDaniels?
Yeah.
And didn't work?
You know what? I wish you would have clumped in wide receivers too. So it's not just the quarterback, it's the wide receivers. So it's, you know, we focus on the quarterback, but there's a lot of receivers that have come through here that we know for a fact could not pick up his system.
Right.
And thus really good ones that were shipped out because they couldn't keep up with them.
Right. So, yeah, I thought that was a really interesting answer.
It also kind of to that, it solves a little bit, not to say they deserved a spot on the roster, but Jalen Polk and Javon Baker, why they were so quickly just like, all right, see you guys. Yeah. I would imagine hearing that answer, Josh took one look at them and their ability to pick up just the baseline install and went, they can't handle this.
Yeah.
Let's cut bait while there's still any kind of value
Kendrick Bourne, what was the biggest knock on him? Didn't know where to line up.
Right.
Couldn't figure out his system.
In like year seven or
right whatever. Right. I don't think people are making that up. I mean,
no,
nobody wants to accuse somebody of something like that if there wasn't some substance to it.
And I think Josh is now, and it helps when you have the success that he's had with Brady, and Brady backed him up. You had those what did he say? He was one of my great friends.
I mean, that's his final slam on the know what, ask Brady.
Exactly.
Is it too hard? Okay, ask Tom.
But the fact is, a lot of people had decided, well, Brady could handle it because he had developed with it over 20 years.
That's true.
You're trying to throw, you know, this young quarterback, Mac Jones, or this young quarterback, Drake May, into the 301 class before he took 101 and 201.
That's fair.
So I don't know why it's working so well, but I think we can say it's working quite well.
And Josh just said recently in one of the podcasts he's been on that Drake, he asked questions to him that fifth and sixth year vets ask of him. So he's telling you the kid's already far away advanced when it comes to the acumen of playing the position.
What level did Drake's dad play at again?
He had a cup of coffee in the NFL.
Okay, so he's at least, he came
college.
Up in a family that at least has the idea of, you know, borderline pro football. This is how you need to operate.
Yep.
So I'm sure there's a little bit of background in that. He's clearly, you know, very bright on his own. And then it's just that innate talent, man. And I'm so incredibly impressed on how Josh has been able to rein him in a little bit to be a better pocket passer, but conversely has still been able to accentuate the athletic gifts that we saw so much last year.
Before we get to Mike Giardi and his prediction, which was strangely optimistic for the cranky one who likes to say stink, stank, and stunk this time of year, let's work in a couple phone calls here, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Richard in Salisbury. He says Ralph is wrong. Ralph is taking the Bills. What's up, Richard?
Yeah, I just want to respond to Ralph's call. You know, I can see everybody saying the emphasis and the more at stake for the Bills, but you got to don't estimate, guys. This team is locked in. I mean, they haven't lost a game in months, and this kid's about to start writing his own legend. Okay, this game here could be the game changer for this kid's career, the start of this kid's career. They're going to win an AFC division title.
All right, thanks for the call, Richard.
Yeah. Is there been anything in these 10 games that they've won in a row that would suggest to you they aren't ready for this game or they're not? They're just no.
No. The problem is they had a bye. That would be my one question. You say they've won 10 in a row and the caller is clearly saying there's momentum and whatever. Well, there was a little pullback of your momentum because you had a bye week. And you said it against, what did you not like? Thursday night football to the next week.
That's right.
That little fake bye in there.
Yep, yep. Mini bye.
You didn't love how they looked, right? Early in the game?
I did not against the Bengals.
So this is a real bye, a more extended layoff. And I believe they had a week off as players.
Oh, yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say is, well, do you know Mike Vrabel's record coming out of byes?
Yes, I do.
6-0. 6-0, which, whatever, that's Mike. That doesn't mean that's this team.
Is that interesting or important to use his...
That's interesting,
I'd yeah,
say.
I agree, too.
More than it is
as
important.
I said to Fitzy early in the show, what the Titans did in 2021 coming out of the bye doesn't feel like it's relative to this.
It's interesting. It's noteworthy.
It's noteworthy and interesting, but it's not really
important.
That's
about it, though.
It won't decide the game. Stiz?
What's the narrative if Drake loses?
He was due to lose, came out of the bye, learned something, not quite ready to be the guy, still developing. I will say, though, the flip side of that, can you argue that this is like a, there's pressure on Josh, like a make or break type game? Because we're talking, what do we know from a hill of beans, but we're talking about firing the coach. We're talking about, does he, like, I've seen some people that lump him in with Joe Burrow. Does he want to stay in Buffalo? They don't surround him with anything. There's no talent.
You have to start to ask. When you get as close as they have without winning as he has, you have to ask that.
Right.
And they don't have a lot of cap space. I know that there are ways to finagle it, but are they capable of bringing in the same number one wide receiver that we talk about with the Patriots? Money-wise, probably not. I don't think there's going to be a lot of changes on that offense.
Don't you, Dan, don't you think Rodgers should have won more in Green Bay with his old coach?
Yeah, for sure.
And the coach finally, they had to finally get rid of him. He's still looking for a job, I think. But I just thought, at least they won one. I mean, the Buffalo Bills, if they go.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
15 years with McDermott and they don't ever win a Super Bowl, let alone go to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, with a generational quarterback.
They say, well, but we're good every year. I mean, we win the AFC East every other year or every year, and we still can't. It's like, well, yeah, dude. I mean, you the coach, there's a fine line in what the coach can do. He can be the difference between advancing or not in game planning, preparation, mindset. So I think they have to look hard about whether or not they want Sean McDermott for the long run.
I do, too. Great minds think alike. There you
Billy.
Go.
Can you imagine,
you two share a brain, right? Great minds think alike.
Me and Billy, yeah, exactly. Same brain, no
but
doubt.
But the Bills are in a weird place because they sucked before McDermott got there.
They
never went to the playoffs. I don't know what it was, but it was X number of years. They get McDermott. They get Josh Allen. Now they're a playoff team, annual playoff team. And they're at that crossroads. Remember when the Lions hired Matt Patricia? I think they were 8-8. With Jim Caldwell, and they're like, we're going to hire Patricia, and he's going to take us to the next level.
Yeah.
Well, he took you to a different level, but it wasn't the one you thought. It was in the other direction.
Yeah. UNC was 8-7 with Mac Brown.
We want Bill to take us to the next level. Wait, we thought the level was up, not down. Why are we not going to a bowl game? We always went to a bowl game. So when you're at that mediocre land, it's like, I can do worse, but I could do better.
And this isn't a factor for most teams on most years, but you are going into a brand new stadium.
Yes.
And you don't want to usher in a new era of Bills football necessarily, knowing how involved the Pegulas are in both the Bills' day-to-day operations and the Sabres' day-to-day operations.
Yep.
You don't want to usher in a crappy era of Bills football by making that wrong decision. So maybe that's the saving grace. You try to give it one more kick at the can in the new stadium, so, and if it doesn't work, then we do it. So but
remind us what Pagula's with the Sabres. What's he's not absentee or not?
He is hands on.
Oh, he's very hands on.
The story out of Buffalo, not that this matters much, is that Brendan Shanahan, who was let go by the Maple Leafs, approached the Sabres, said, "Hey, I can run your hockey operations. You guys have sucked forever. I brought a lot of stability into the Maple Leafs. I'll bring it to Buffalo." And Terry Pagula said, "I run the hockey operations. Click." So the Pagula.
I haven't heard that about the Bills though. Has he been meddling with the Bills? But the Sabres would suggest to you that he might.
Yeah, it seems like Brandon Bean gets a bit more trust from the Pagula family. But all that to say that they are so very, very involved in Buffalo sports as a whole that I think they would want to ensure they have some very competitive football coming to their new stadium.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Rick in Rhode Island. Wants to talk about Drake May and
Tom
Brady.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's up, Rick?
Hey. How's everything going over there?
It's great, buddy. Super. How you doing? You started early.
I got to say one thing, right? I was an Air Force medevac pilot back in Vietnam.
Thank you for your service. Yeah.
And, thank you so much, too. But I always wore my Patriots hat. Always.
Oh, nice.
And it always had the old logo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Pat Patriot. So when we got into the 85 series, where they actually went to a Super Bowl, that was my most exciting year of my life. They had to win 3 games on the road, and they did. And they went to the Super Bowl. Who cares if they won or lost? They went.
Yeah.
This year, we all expect them to go because of Brady. And I love Brady, too. Don't get me wrong. We've been spoiled rotten here. We have a chance to go to the playoffs, and I think Drake May is going to bring us there. And I'm thankful to God and all you guys in Sportsville because I'm so happy.
Hey, Rick, we're thankful to you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for the call,
Thanks
Rick.
For your
Thanks
service.
For your service.
I wonder if that Pat Patriot put the fear of God into the Viet Cong.
Absolutely.
You know,
awesome logo.
I'd put the Pat Patriot on the side. If he's did you say a helicopter? Air Force.
Yeah.
Put it on the, you put, you know, kind of their logo on the helicopter
right on the side.
As you're coming in with the guns.
Hell. Take
Shoot,
this.
They were running to the hills, I bet.
That was a good call.
That was a great call.
That was a very passionate
call. Anytime,
call.
Rick. Thank you.
Hey, he's a happy man.
You know what? I'm sure at his age, just feeling that sense of happiness has got to be pretty damn cool, right?
And he's seen a lot in his life. That's the other cool part. Like, when he thinks back, sports and non-sports, obviously, that's a guy that's got stories to tell.
I'll go into Foxhole with you any day, Rick.
All right. We talked to Mike Giardi a little bit earlier on the program, and Mike Giardi is... I'm going to say it, surprisingly optimistic about this game. And real quick, tell us what's going to happen in this game before your phone craps out.
I'm going to take the Pats. I'm going to say fairly comfortably. Let's say somewhere between 7 and 10 points.
Oh. Okay, we're not going to give our picks just yet. We got that coming up in odds and ends after the pick 6. But are you surprised to hear that? Like are the point where the spread says the Bills are favored, and there's a lot of people that are telling me the Bills are going to win, but Mike Giardi... He covers the Patriots. He used to cover the Bills. He knows these two teams quite well, and he's like, Patriots comfortably.
But did you hear Ted at the end of that? Ready?
Oh.
The most polite I disagree you'll ever hear.
Oh. Yeah, have you noticed Ted doesn't shy away from like just a little noise or a face that
careful.
Tells you how he feels about
NBC
what
Sports
said.
Boston, all the producers, they never warn me, but I've heard through the grapevine that I do make noises in those little microphones that I got to be careful about.
Oh, that wasn't through the grapevine. I told you that.
You did tell me that. You're right. So if it got to you, oh boy, then they're talking about it a lot. So,
but Dan Ball, the positivity from Mike Giardi in the face of more doubt, I'd say, than normal.
I'm not overly surprised by that. I think there are a couple areas in this game that Patriots can take advantage. I think the Bills' inability to stop big plays this year, combined with the injuries that you see to two key members of their defense, plays right into the hands of Drake May in this passing offense. And I think the Patriots showed in their last matchup that they do have at least the scheme in order to slow down James Cook. And if you do, their offense operates completely different. We went through this during the three-point stance, Ted, that they're 0-3 when James Cook has less than 100 all-purpose yards. And one of those games was against the Patriots. It was a season low. So I think there are elements that could allow for a Patriots win by a touchdown, if not more. On top of the fact that you're playing at home, you're playing for the division, Josh Allen's away numbers are significantly less, as you highlighted, Andy. So I think there's a pretty clear argument to why Giardi would feel that way. But it's hard to beat a division team twice. It's a very hard thing to do, and I get the pessimism on that side.
It's also hard to beat Josh Allen anywhere, anytime, certainly twice in a season. And I think that's the wild card factor. The other one is, and you brought it up, Ted, turnovers in the first game favored the Patriots. Looking at the
plus
season.
They're plus two.
On the season, the Patriots are plus one on the season.
That's crazy.
So if you took that game away, they'd be minus on the turnover ratio, right? And the Bills are minus one on the season. So if you took that game away, they'd be plus, right? Like so, like these two teams kind of play it close to the vest, sort of even. So this certainly feels like a game where the turnovers are going to be massive. And Drake May, when did we stop thinking Drake May might have like a rookie game, a young quarterback game, a throw up game, a bad game?
It took us 5, 6, 7, 8 games, I think, to get. Because the first four or five game, or first four games, he was turning the ball over.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, then it started, okay, put back-to-back games where he didn't. And so then I think that's it took probably midway through the season at least to get us feeling comfortable but that we're not talking about him potentially throwing interceptions and turning the ball over.
I would pick it out as a three-week stretch, beat the Browns despite Myles Garrett having a big game.
Yep.
Beat the Falcons with their, at the time, best pass defense in the league, and then went on the road and beat the Bucs.
Yep.
All three of those you looked at and went, tough defensive matchups, just a good team in Tampa, road game for them as well. That's where the game happens. And then it just didn't happen, and he aged like a fine wine.
Yeah. And then the other question, similar type question, Ramondre Stevenson, who we worried, oh my God, all the guy does is freaking fumble, 7 fumbles last year, now he's doing it again. So in a game like this, I just wonder, are those guys a little bit due? And I know that's a negative way to look at it, like they've been playing relatively clean football. You got two guys that could have turnover issues or even have had turnover issues in the not-too-distant past, and we just talked about it. If you do that, same is true for the Bills, though. I don't want this to seem one-sided. We just saw James Cook fumble twice last week in the snow. If James Cook or Josh Allen, we've seen recently in the last month, right, Ted, where Josh Allen has made some stupid plays, some young QB-type
plays. Looked like
he
did 8 years ago.
So I don't want to boil it down to that, but whichever those four people, Josh Allen and James Cook, you turn it over, Patriots win. Drake May, Ramondre Stevenson, you turn it over, Bills win. Too simple?
I mean, that I don't think so. In Ramondre, the longest stretch he went last year without turning the ball or fumbling the ball was 5 games. He's now gone 5 games without fumbling the ball.
Oh, no, Dan Ball, that's the late stat of the week, as Rich Keefe would say. What are you doing?
But there's a...
It's interesting. It may not be important.
It's important.
Oh,
there's a theory and a thought. I will be honest. I'm kind of in the same boat of this team's due for a loss, or this team's due. They're due. I'm that kind of thinking will play into my prediction for this game.
Ooh, that's a good long tease to odds and ends a little bit later in the program. But up next, it's the pick six parlay of the week. And I feel like this is the week. We've had various ups and downs as a group. How about we just put it all together? This is the week we put it together and we make some damn money. Okay?
Why this week?
Well, because we're due and we're running out of weeks.
Oh,
and
we're due.
We need to win at some point. And Ted says being due is a thing and we're due to win one of these parlays.
All right.
So the pick six parlay up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time today and this week, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.